Okay, today I want to speak about the inyan of Kriya Shema. We have in this week's parsha Yaakov Avinu. What I do over here? Yaakov Avinu. Let's try it again. Did it work? Okay, we have Yaakov Avinu calls his children together to reveal to them the time of the coming of Moshiach. Let me read you the pasuk. Vayikra Yaakov el banav vayomer hey osifu viagidu lechem eis asher yikrul eschem biachris hayamim. Let me tell you what's going to happen to you at the end of days. Kavitsu, then he repeats himself. We're using different words. He kavitsu. Kavitsu means to gather. Vishimu bnei Yaakov, vishimu el Yisrael avichem, to your father. Okay. So Rashi tells us that Bikesh Yaakov legalis zakeitz, he wanted to reveal Mashiach v'nestaklim and ushchina hischil oimer dvar machedim. According to the Medrash, okay, I don't have the Medrash in front of the Targum Medrash in Uziel, he was disturbed. Yaakov Avinu was very disturbed. He said, perhaps, maybe I have among my children someone who is not faithful, a non-believer, and that's why the Shekhinah has departed. So he suspected his children, of having some questions in Emunah. And they immediately responded, according to the Medrash, as the Gemara Mesach, the Psachim Adaf Nun Vav, Shema Yisrael.
Listen,
our father. They called him their father. They called him by his name, which is a bit shocking because you don't call your children. Children do not call their father by their name. Seemingly, Yisrael was not a name, a personal name. It was a name that represents his stature, Klal Yisrael. So that was not a problem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Gemara and the Medrash explained this to mean that just like by you, our Father, it is clear you are the Father of our faith, that by you there is only one God. So too, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Likewise, by us there is no other God than Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There is only one God. Yaakov Avinu was very pleased. Okay, there's nothing we can do. Yaakov Avinu was very pleased. So Yaakov Avinu responded, Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Voed. And we imitate now Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Voeschanan. Is it Voeschanan or Voekev? It's Parshas Voeschanan. Also says Shema Yisrael. I don't remember. Voeschanan Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he recorded the parish of the Hafta, Eis Hashem Elokecha, he did not say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. So the Gemara of the Medrash says, so what are we to do? We have a Medrash. We have a tradition. The tradition is that Yaakov Avinu says nowhere does it say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Voed. This is pure tradition. It's not mentioned anywhere. In the Targum Yonis of Uziel, it says that Yaakov Avinu said, Yehesh something not exact those words, but something very similar. But nowhere does it say the word. That's a medrash. Baruch Shem is in a medrash. So the Gemara takes this medrash very seriously. So what are we to do? Should we say like Moshe Rabbeinu, who did not say Baruch Shem, or should we follow the tradition of Yaakov Avinu and say Baruch Shem? So we make a pshara and we say it quietly. That's the Gemara in a nutshell. But what do we want to take? What do I want to take out? What I want to take out over here is a discussion. What I'm telling you is not exactly word for word. I'm a little bit going off the beaten path of what it says in the Sefer Mital HaShemayim. This was written. We learned to use this yesterday. And we used this many times. By Rav Mordechai Toledano, the Edim of Rav Gaon Rav Avadya Yosef, the brother-in-law of the current Sephardic chief rabbi, Rav, what's his name? He quotes him here. In this shul, he actually quotes his brother-in-law. What's his brother, Rav Yosef? What's his first name? Yitzchak Yosef? Yeah, Yitzchak. Oh, he quotes me. He has. But the question is, what does it mean? We say Kriya Shema every single day. What is the translation of the word Shema Yisrael? What are we supposed to think? We've all said it this morning. What were you thinking this morning when you said Shema Yisrael? Were you thinking about Yaakov Avinu? Shema Yisrael? You think about Klal Yisrael? That's what Shidim Megubetza says. Now you should think about your brother. It's like as if you're talking to someone in shul. Shema Yisrael. You Jew over there. You everyone over there. Listen, Yisrael, wake up. Wake up from your slumber. I want to tell you something. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
When Moshe Rabbeinu said it, that's what he meant.
When he said, that's the question, what exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu have in mind when he said Shema Yisrael? Now the reason why he meant Klal Yisrael, that's what, in a very good Shema Yisrael, that's correct. I can't think of that, those terms exactly. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he was actually talking to them.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, you're not really talking to anyone. You're talking to no one but yourself. You're talking to yourself, so you're saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Is that really true? You're not the Shliach Tzibur. Who are you talking to? You're talking to yourself?
Your father says,
okay, so you're saying, you're talking, you're making believe that there's someone listening.
And when the minion says it, they say it loud.
Okay, so here's the problem. The problem is last week's parsha. Last week's parsha, Yaakov Avinu comes down to Egypt, he meets Yosef. Amuso ha'po macharei asher isi espanecha. Now that I've seen your face, I can die. But before he said those words, he met Yosef, falls on Yaakov, and he cries. And Rashi is, so why isn't Yaakov crying on Yosef? So Rashi says that it just so happened to be that his alarm on his iPhone went off, began to vibrate to remind him it's Zman Kriyashma. So, it's about Kriyashma, my son is here. No, I have to say Kriyashma, and he's saying Kriyashma. So what is Kriyashma? Well, we know it's Kriyashma. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. In fact, that's the first reference to Kriyashma in the Torah. In this week's Parash Vayechi is the second reference to Kriyashma in the Torah. Last week is the first reference. And the Parash Vayeschan is the third reference. But when Yaakov Avinu, many of the commentators tell us that the Nusach of Yaakov Avinu's Shema Kabbalah, O Malach HaShemayim, is not our Nusach. We say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael. He said something different. What exactly he said to convey this idea that there's only one God, we don't know, it's not recorded. Some want to say the words Amusa HaPa Machre HaSharisa, that is a Shema, this is Drush, it's Machshava, you can say whatever you want to say. But Pashto says he didn't say exactly the words that we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He expressed the idea that there's only one God. Hashem is our God and there's only one God, He's our God today, the world will one day come to recognize, whatever it is. But yet many commentators disagree. And they say, no, it's not. Yaakov Avinu, if Rashi tells us that he was busy saying Kriyashma, there is only one text for Kriyashma, and these are the six words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's exactly what he was saying. But that makes it very bizarre that Yaakov Avinu was talking to himself. If Yisrael means Yisrael, Yaakov, who was also called Yisrael, who was talking to himself, listen, Shema Yisrael, let me listen to myself. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is not Mistaver. That is something which does not sit well with the average person to say that Yaakov Avinu, when he said Shema Yisrael, he was thinking about himself. For us to say, for Moshe to say Shema Yisrael, we understand he's addressing the nation, which is also a little bit different than what we think about. And to say that when the children over here said Shema Yisrael, they're talking to their father. And when Yaakov said Shema Yisrael, mystery, who is he talking to? Three different expressions of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and obviously they're all very different. Moshe is the nation, the children of Yaakov are referring to Yaakov, Yisrael is Yaakov Avinu, and Parshas Vayigash, mystery, who is he talking to? So the answer to this question, and the bigger question is, and what are we supposed to do? We're really mixed up now. What are we supposed to be thinking when we say Shema Yisrael?
No, not only that. Avram and Yitzhak said Shema Yisrael.
When did they say Shema Yisrael, Avram and Yitzhak?
No, who says they didn't?
Well, who says they did? Who says they did? What? But we don't even have a reference. At least Yaakov, at least we have a reference that he didn't cry in this medrash, he was saying Kriyashma. So to answer all this, we have to go to a Gemara Masechta Pesachim. Rav Toledano, he points us to this Gemara Masechta Pesachim, and this opens up everything. The Mishnah says, Shisha Dvarim Asu Anshe Yerichoi. There were six things that the people of Yerichoi did. And Al Shloisha Michu Biyadam, V'Al Shloisha Loi Michu Biyadam. Three of these things, the Rabbanan, they protested. They made a public statement that what you're doing is wrong. It is unacceptable, and stop it now. And there were three things which they did not make a protest. They did not object, but it does not mean that they were pleased. It's just not worth fighting about. What you're doing is wrong. We're just not going to make an issue. You're going to talk during Chazaras HaShatz. I'm not going to say anything. I know I'm not going to get anywhere with you, so you know what? Just Whatever, we're not happy, we're just going to be quiet. And one of the things, the Eluhein Shaloi Michu Biyadam, they did not protest, which the Gemara says they were not happy with. Number one is Markivin the Kolam Koloisa Hayom, they're talking about during Shvius, they did Harkava, this is not our sugya. What we just need is the second thing is Vikorchin Eshma. They would wrap the Shema. This is a very strange word, extremely strange, which actually opens up the interpretation of the Pasek. They would wrap up the Shema. Like you take a package, you take some fish and you wrap it up in newspaper. You wrap up the Shema. This is what they did, and they were upset, but they didn't make a fuss out of it. So the Gemara is the obvious kasha of a Kerchen Eshma, and the next staff, Dafman Vav, Msachim, Hechiavdi, can you please explain us? What does that mean to wrap up the Shema? What does this mean? So I'll tell you what it means. Rav Yehuda says, you know what it means? It means they would say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, at least the Gemara tells us that, they would say this pasuk, V'lo hayu mafsikin, and they would not stop. What does that mean? Okay, so we thought the Gemara is going to tell us what the Mishnah means. We'll be satisfied. We're not satisfied. There's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly does the Gemara mean? So, Rashi says, mafsikin basically means they were not mafsik between echad, the dalet of echad, and the ohafta es Hashem Elokecha. They just went straight. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'yohavta. Rashi explains you're supposed to dwell upon the Dalit. Not to dwell upon the Dalit to think about the four corners of the world like we're brainwashed. When you say, well, we can't do the Dalit anyway because we don't pronounce the Dalit the right way. The real way this Dalit is a TH, but from Rashi it seems the reason why you're supposed to dwell upon the Dalit is it's basically a period. It's to give the mind revach space to separate between the pasuk of Shema and the Ohavta, because they're two very different themes. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as my God. The Ohavta Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha B'chol Yodecha is the Kabbalas HaMitzvos, the commandments. They're two completely different themes, and you're not allowed to mix and match. If you just blur, go from one to the next, you're missing the whole point of Kriya Shema. You have to have a Kabbalah acceptance of the yoke of heaven and accept upon yourself Hashem's mitzvahs. This is what Rashi says in a nutshell. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, Lo hayu mafsikin bein Shema Yisrael l'shem. They did not pause between Shema Yisrael and Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They just wrapped it up. They wrapped it up. What do you mean they just run on sentence? Now, that doesn't really help us very much. What does it mean? So that means Rashi, who did not learn like Tosfos, felt, no, there's nothing wrong with a run on sentence. Or maybe Rashi means that they did right. The only thing was they did the other thing wrong. But that's not the way the most unfortunate know that. Because Rashi did not like Tosfos, Rashi learns that indeed it was a long run on sentence. They just said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's what it means, Karchen. Now, what does all of this mean? So, in a nutshell, Rav Tol Ladano explains, we always say this idea when we learn Nach, we learn Mishnah, we learn Yeshaya, and Nidhi Machronim. Whoever told you that you're supposed to read a pasuk in the Torah like the way you read an English sentence in the newspaper? We're brought up, we're brainwashed, that you have to read sequentially. You have to read in order. You have a sentence, you first translate the first word, you process the first word, you process the second word, you process the third word. There's no such thing as going backwards. If you construct a sentence, well, the only way the sentence makes sense in English is by reading the third word and going back reading the second and first word, then you don't know how to write, you don't know how to read, there's something wrong with you, go back to pre-1A and start all over again. That's the way we've been brought up and taught in the secular world, and that's how basically all languages today are constructed. You have to process the words sequentially. Maybe in poetry, maybe there are more advanced forms of language, but the simple language, the way we're accustomed to speaking and listening to news, the way we read papers, at least in even modern Hebrew, is the words have to be processed in order, sequentially.
Clauses don't.
Clauses? I don't know, you have to give me examples. Okay, there's a certain...
Okay. Adjectives after the nouns. Romance language they also have. They
don't. Okay, that's different. That's already going. You're talking about common language. Oh no, exactly. But when we learn Tanakh, so we learn many times. Right. that Tanakh is a world to itself. And more often than not, in Tanakh, I'm not talking about reading the New York Times, I'm talking about the New York Times that we expect to process the words in order. But you learn Tanakh very often, we learn Tanakh, we read the translate backwards. In fact, it helps, it opens up the parish of the Pasuk. You read a Pasuk, start with the last word, process the last word, process the second to last word, process the third to last word, and then you understand what is going on. And sometimes you have to repeat words, and sometimes you have to take the third word, and then do the last one, then go to the first word. There's a richness of language in Tanakh that requires us to process the entire expression as a whole. That's really according to what Rashi, the way Rashi is going through in the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Okay, there's a shock to many people, including myself. Don't read it Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When you process it, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael. It's exactly what Rav Toldanu says in Pshat and Rashi. And that's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Pasuk. What he's saying is, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm making demands of you. I'm holding you hostage now. First of all, I'm the Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, that you're my God. Hashem, the first thing you say is, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's like Yom Kippur. Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. So you're really saying, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem, you are our God, you are one. Therefore, hear that big word, therefore, because I'm such a good guy, and I've accepted upon myself, Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no free lunch. I did a service for you. I was Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. I'm demanding of you. Demanding. I'm Toivea. Toivea Shema Yisrael. Listen to these people in Shul. Listen to their prayers. Grant them what they want. This guy needs a shidduch. This guy needs a child. This guy needs parnasa. I'm demanding. I'm Toivea. I'm making demands. What's going on here? I got up 6 o'clock in the morning to learn a daf yomi. What, just to come for free? You have to pay your part of the bargain. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael. Now you understand why it's called korchen. It's called rapping. What's rapping? What's a rap? It's a continuous cycle. Now we have a new term for our reading psukim backwards. When you wrap something, there's no beginning, there's no end. When you wrap something, you make something that is straight into something circular. Korchen Eshema. So according to the parish of Taisvis, the Rabbanon did not like what was going on in Yericho. In Yericho, they had this novel way of learning Pshat in the Pasuk. They thought that you learn Chumash the way you learn Yeshaya, the way you read a Pasuk in Yeshaya. You say, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, therefore, Shema Yisrael. That's called Karchan al Shema. And the Taisvis says, you people don't know what you're doing, you're dead wrong. That's not what it means, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael means you're saying, you're talking to yourself, or you're talking to your neighbor. You daven in Kriya Shema, you say Shema Yisrael, you're talking to your neighbor next door, you're talking to? You're talking to Yaakov Avinu in Shemayim. You basically, like, don't ever go to a cemetery, and you daven by a kever, so there's a shmuz, or you're allowed to say to the nifter, listen, I'm in trouble. The IRS, they're coming after me. Do me a favor and Shemayim be poyel. You talk to the neshama and you say, listen, wake up, wake up and help me. So you're dialing, you're saying, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu in heaven, Hashem Elokeinu, just like by you, God was one, God's one for us also. And therefore, this is what Imam did, therefore, do something for us. Yaakov Avinu, go to the Kisei HaKavod and do something for us. Just like he's only your God, he's only our God.
But the Chacham didn't say you shouldn't do it.
What? Oh, let's see. So we're touching upon major issues, running out of time. Very quickly. We're touching on major issues over here. So it appears to be, this is the Machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos, what is the parish of Shema Yisrael? According to Rashi, the parish of Shema Yisrael is, the correct way to say Shema Yisrael is to say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad Shema Yisrael. You're talking, a very big nafkamina, who are you talking to? You're talking directly to God. No intermediaries. Like, you know, Malachi Rachim, all the shmuz on the slichos, you talk to the Malachim, Melitzim. According to Rashi, you talk direct. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad Shema Yisrael. According to Tosfos, that's not the way you say Shema Yisrael. You don't talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that. You don't even talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's Shmone Esrei. Shmone Esrei, Yo'oimei Lifnei HaMelech. Kriya Shema is not Shmone Esrei. Kriya Shema, you don't even have to be, wearing clothing. You can sit in your bed and just put a gartel and have your chest exposed, technically. When you daven Shmone Esrei, you can't do that. It's a chutzpah noira to daven Shmone Esrei not wearing a shirt because you're Yo'oimei Lifnei HaMelech. But Kriya Shema, whoever told you, you're not Lifnei HaMelech. Yeah, I'm not standing before a melech. I don't know if I'm being makabel upon myself or malchus shemayim. Indirectly, I'm saying, listen, Yaakov Avinu, just like you, my tata, you only had one God. You know what? I also have one God. I'm loyal to tradition. I'm loyal to my legacy. Shema Yisrael, you had one God. I also have one God. Or you wouldn't look like the b'shidu mikubetzes that you're talking to your fellow Jew. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, we're all part of the same club. We're all in this together. You, my fellow Jew over here, Shema Yisrael, we're all together. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The theme, the common denominator of how you want to tie to Yisrael is you're not talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're talking to Yaakov Avinu. You're talking to your neighbor. You're talking to Melitzin. You know, but it's not direct. This is how, what's an afkamina? Do you have a comma? If there's a comma, Shema Yisrael, you're talking to Yaakov Avinu, just like by you, Yaakov Avinu, one God, I have God. Shema Yisrael, comma, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rashi, who doesn't say this, Rashi says there's nothing wrong with this. That's not the issue. The Korach and Shema means the next thing. When they zoomed into your hafta, Adarabba, there should not be a pause. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, because the translation is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Therefore, I demand of you Shema Yisrael. Okay? Then he goes on to say, this is in a nutshell what he's trying to say. He goes on to say, guess what? This really is the machloikis, the mechaber, and the ramah. Now you can get right away guess that Rav Toledano is the edim of Hagoyim of Al Yosef, the av of the Svardin, okay? So you can imagine which side he's going to side with, but you're going to be shocked after talking to his brother-in-law, Rav Yitzchak Yosef. No! Everyone's going to follow the ramah, even the Svardin. Let me see, let's show this at Shulchan Aruch. This is something that was the machlekes, the mechaber, and the ramah. This is fascinating stuff. Kusivin Samach Aleph. It says over here, Achar pasuk harishayin. Tzorich loymar baruch shem fineven. Tzorich lahavsik meat. It says in the mechaber. Okay, this is the mechaber. Sforadi. Okay, the Beis Yosef. Tzorich lahavsik meat bein looylam voed. Live or hafta kedei lahavsig ben kabbalas malchus shemayim l'shar mitzvos. Who says that's Rashi? That's what Rashi says. Rashi. That's what the mechaber says. So according to the mechaber, there is no mention whatsoever to be mafsik between Shema Yisrael and Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is very good because the Bali Tosfos were Ashkenazim, more or less. Right? So he's totally rejecting the mechaber, following Shita Rashi. Rashi was also an Ashkenazi, but at least the Bali Tosfos, they're more Ashkenazim than Rashi was. That's at least how in Shulchan Aruch, in the halacha view, it's Rashi. Sounds doesn't fall in that category from the Bali Tosfos for whatever reason, from the Ashkenazim. But that then but the Mechaber doesn't say what to do, that you should be dafka do it either way. All the Mechaber just focuses on is when the Hafsaka just be mafsik between Hashem and Hashem Echad and the Hafta, but he doesn't make mention what about Shema Yisrael and Hashem and Hashem Echad. Hagah, the Yesh, you also should be mafsik la hafsik, the Pasuk Rishon Bein Yisrael la Hashem. So he wants to say, since only the Ramah is coming to add to this, you know, it's not Mukhrach, but appears to be the Machlokes, the translation of how you translate. You're talking to Hashem, you're talking to Yaakov Avinu in heaven and asking him to be Melech, so you're coming to acknowledge, is the Machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. It's Machlokes, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. Okay, so he goes on to discuss halacha lemaisa. He says that the halacha lemaisa, it appears from all the poskim that you should be mafsik. Even the svardim should be mafsik. You don't talk directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're talking to Yaakov Avinu. You're talking indirectly. It's not Shmon Esrei. You're talking to Yaakov Avinu and Shemayim. Now, what has he opened up for us? He opened up for us an amazing, amazing things. And he himself says this. Now, what was the original question? Yaakov Avinu himself. Who is he talking to? Talking to yourself? Yaakov Avinu, he comes down, he sees Yosef, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The right ear is talking, the tongue is talking to his own ears. No, that's the big difference. Yaakov Avinu, when he sees Yosef, is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's saying, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Memela Shema Yisrael. And it fits into all the Midrashim because he was so concerned that the whole Klal Yisrael would come to an end. If one of his children were to die, the Shlemus of Klal Yisrael would be broken. You only can have a Yisrael if you have all of the Shiftei Kah. Now that I see you, my son, Yosef, you're alive, Yisrael is complete. Ah, Yisrael is complete. Klal Yisrael is complete. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now you can listen to Shema, listen to my people, to my nation, Shema Yisrael. But Parshas Vayechi? No, Parshas Vayechi is what we do. Hey, Yasu, the Agidu Lechem, Eshay Yilcha Hashem, and the children say, Tata, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Yeah?
When someone's, like the Petira, or someone on Kiddush Hashem, when he says Shema Yisrael,
yeah,
then the Peshat is exactly the way there.
Very good. So what's the right? Yitzhak talks about this. What's the very big nafkamina between these two mahalchim? Big nafkamina between, is it you're talking to Hashem or you're talking to yourself? Or Yaakov Avinu, the nafkamina is, do you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Voed? Because Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Voed is the response of Yaakov Avinu. If you're talking to yourself, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, I'm demanding of you, Shema Yisrael. It ends there. There's no need to say, Baruch Shem Kvod Yehi Shem Hashem. This is my personal statement. But when there's a conversation, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. There's a conversation. So, when I'm talking to Yaakov Avinu in Shema, Shema Yisrael, listen up there. I'm in trouble. Hashem Elokeinu, just like He was your one God, He's our one God. You also mimic His response. Very good, I hear you. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, I join in with you. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, but in fact, the Avud Roham says, how do you know that? He knows, the reason why we say Baruch Shem is because he told, in this week's parashah, says, V'shimu b'nei Yaakov, V'shimu el Yisrael Avichem. Listen to what I have to say. The Avud Roham says, in this week's parashah, V'shimu el Yisrael Avim, listen to my response. You have said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I have responded, Baruch Shem. Listen to that response, learn from it, and you use it forever and ever, a part of your Kriya Shema. Now, he says something amazing. Rabbi Meir touched upon this. Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Kol Yomai, they were torturing him to death. He was 120 years of serving Malchus. Kol Yomai, I couldn't wait for this moment. I couldn't wait to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Really? Really? You can say it every single day. You can't wait for it. You're 120 years old. Every single day you can say, you can imagine that the torturing, you can be mechaven all the grosser kavanas. What do you mean you couldn't wait for this every single day? And then it goes on to say he died, this is the critical, Yatsa Nishmasai Be'echad. What do you mean? That's not the end of Kriya Shema. Kabbalas O Malchus Shemaim is Baruch Shem Kor Malchuso Li Oilam Voed. It should have been Yatsa Nishmasai Be'li Oilam Voed. Why is it Be'echad? The answer is, my whole life, I don't have the chutzpah to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael. That's not the way you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't make demands. What zuchus do I have? What right do I have to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with such chutzpah? I can be mekabel malchus shemaim all I want. I can say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, but I can't go talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this. But now that I'm dying, al kiddush shem shemayim, I'm doing something for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now is the time when my parish of Shema Yisrael can be like the Anshe Yerichoi, can be like the Pshat of Rashi, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Nemeila, my legacy, I'm dying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I want from you is Shema Yisrael. When the person's Yitzias Neshama, when a person says all of the science fiction movies, and all of a sudden Shema Yisrael, that is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael. And it ends there.
That's why you always say Hashem Elokim. addition to saying Hashem Elokim Echad, you said Shema Yisrael.
You all say Hashem Elokim to make mention.
You have time left, so you repeat Hashem
Elokim. Hashem Elokim to show that you're demanding from what you're demanding. So it's a beautiful mahalach. Two different translations of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. It goes and ties into what it means. Korchin, beautiful parish to rap. Machloikis Rashi and Toysis. Ties into Machloikis the Mechaber and the Ramah. Halacha l'maisa, we all follow the Shita of the Ramah, like the parish of Toysis, that you should say Shema, you talk to yourself, or you talk to Yaakov Avinu, Hashem, just like you have one God, I have also one God. You don't talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and only in select, and that type of Shema requires us to say Baruch Shem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sobhi Olam Vued, and the selective moments in life, when there's a very high madrig of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, then you can learn like Rashi, and you can be Koirich, and you can state with the Kavon, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Memeilam Toivea, from you Hashem Shema Yisrael.